unlocking your phone with your eyes. I mean, it sounds like something out of a movie, right? Like, could that actually even work?
Well, it's actually closer than you might think. Yeah. Researchers are looking into it, and that's what we're going to be diving into today.
Yeah, we're taking a deep dive into this paper. It's called iMove Towards Mobile Authentication Using EOG Glasses. Don't worry, we'll unpack all of that and what it all means.
Yeah, so this paper is really tackling the problem of security and authentication on our mobile devices, which we all know and love. You know, they start by talking about traditional methods like pin-ins and how they're actually, you know, really vulnerable.
Yeah, I've definitely had that moment where you're like in public and you're trying to put your pin in. You're like, oh, is anyone watching me?
Right, exactly. And, you know, the paper talks about things like thermal attacks, where they can actually see the heat signature left on your screen from your fingers. Smudge attacks, where they can actually see the smudges on your screen and figure out your pin. And even, you know, more recent technology like Face ID, a lot of times they still require that backup PIN, right?
So even with all these advancements, there's still that kind of fundamental flaw.
Exactly.
So these researchers were like, okay, well, what if we try something totally different, like using your eye movements as a password?
Yeah, that's where EOG comes in, electrokeylography. And essentially what this does is it measures the electrical activity of your eyes. So every time your eyes move, it generates these tiny little electrical signals, and this technology can pick up on that.
I have to say, like, the idea that my eyes are emitting electrical signals is kind of blowing my mind a little bit.
Yeah, so it has to do with something called corneal retinal potential, where the cornea at the front of your eye has a positive charge, and then the retina at the back has a negative charge. So as your eye moves, that charge distribution changes, and you can, or EOG sensors can actually detect that.
So it's almost like our eyes are sending out these secret codes every time we glance at something.
Mm-hmm.
And this technology is like the decoder ring.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, it's amazing. So like, how did they even test this? I know the paper mentions iMove.
Yeah, so iMove is basically the authentication system that they developed, and they had participants use commercially available smart glasses that were outfitted with these EOG sensors, and then they linked those wirelessly to a smartphone.
Oh, so they didn't have to use like some crazy expensive lab equipment.
Right.
That's good. What were they having the participants actually do?
So they basically had to unlock the phone using specific eye movements. So they would have this like circle on the screen, and they'd have to move their eyes left, right, up, down in a certain pattern to unlock the device.
I love it. That's so cool. It's like a secret handshake, but with your eyes.
Exactly.
Did it actually work? Could people, you know, consistently unlock the phone with their eyes?
Yeah, they were able to. They actually found no significant difference in effectiveness between using like traditional pins and using EOG to unlock the phone.
Wow. So it's just as good as a pin in, but way cooler.
Yeah.
I'm curious though, like, in a real-world setting, how did people adapt to this whole, like, unlocking their phone with their eyes?
Yeah, so surprisingly, they picked it up pretty quickly. Even people who didn't wear glasses regularly, they found it pretty easy to understand the concept. But what's really interesting is a lot of them actually said they preferred using EOG over a pin.
Really? Why is that? I feel like I would just feel, like, kind of awkward doing it.
You'd think so. But they said it was faster, is easier than, like, you know, trying to poke at those little numbers, especially if you've got, you know, a case on your phone or something.
Yeah.
And then some people even said they felt like it was more secure, which makes sense.
Yeah, no one can, like, peek over your shoulder and steal your eye movement.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's, like, one less thing to worry about when you're out in public. But, like, beyond, you know, the cool factor and the security benefits, what's next? Where do we go from here?
Well, that's the exciting part, right? So this study was really focused on mobile authentication, just unlocking your phone. But this technology, eye tracking in general, has a lot of other potential applications.
Okay, yeah, now you're speaking my language. Like, give me the futuristic stuff. What are we talking about?
Okay, well, like, imagine you could control your smart home devices with your eyes.
Oh, wow.
So you could control the lights, the temperature, even your coffee maker, just with your gaze.
That would be amazing, especially like for someone with mobility issues. That could be like
huge. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Life changing even.
Yeah.
What else?
The gaming industry is really interested in this. You can imagine like the level of immersion and control you could have. You know, if you could like aim with your eyes or, you know, interact with the game world in a whole new way. And then you've got virtual reality, augmented reality.
Yeah, it would just take those experiences to a whole other level.
Absolutely, yeah.
And like you were saying, like for people with disabilities, this could be huge.
Huge. Yeah. Like you said, for folks who maybe can't communicate verbally or they have limited mobility, EOG could be a way for them to interact, to communicate. They could use it to, like, you know, control a wheelchair or communicate with their loved ones or, you know, even browse the internet.
That's incredible. It's amazing to think, like, how empowering this technology could be. But like with any new tech, especially something this futuristic,
right,
we have to talk about the downsides, right? Like privacy concerns have got to be like at the top of the list here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're talking about a technology that can track your eye movements and that can feel really invasive for some people. So there are definitely questions about like data security. Mm-hmm. You know, who has access to that information? How is it being used?
Right, right.
Those are all important considerations.
And even just like the technology itself, like, is it foolproof? Or are there like vulnerabilities that someone could exploit?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it feels like we're really on to something huge here, but you know, it's not all going to be easy, right? There's still some big questions about this whole thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, the research is promising, but yeah, remember, this is still really early days for this technology. Like, we need a lot more research to be sure it's secure, that it's, you know, safe from hackers. Like, what if someone could, like, intercept your eye movements or trick the system somehow?
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
We gotta figure out all those things.
It's always that balance, right? Like, tech developers are trying to make things more secure, but then, you know, there's always somebody trying to find a way around it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's a constant back and forth. And then, you know, even beyond the technical stuff, there's bigger questions too, right? Like, what does this mean for society? What does this mean ethically? You know, we're talking about data privacy, people's rights, you know, all of that. We really have to be careful about how this gets used.
Yeah, it's like every time it feels like we, you know, have this huge leap forward with technology, it always comes with these big, like, moral questions, ethical questions. We can't just get caught up in what's, you know, cool and possible without thinking about what it means for, you know, for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, this could be incredibly empowering, but we have to make sure it's used for good, that it benefits everyone, not just a select few. That's on all of us to figure out.
It sounds like this EOG thing, it could really be a game changer. Maybe not quite yet, but it's definitely something to watch. No pun intended.
Right.
So for our listeners out there, and I know they're probably like minds blown by all of this, like mine was, what would you say is like the one big takeaway from all of this?
I guess I would say the future of how we protect our information, how we prove who we are, it might be a lot closer than we think, and it could be staring us right in the face.
I like that. I like that a lot. Well, thanks for geeking out with me on this. This has been a fascinating deep dive.
Yeah, this was fun.
And for everyone listening, thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep your eyes peeled for what the future holds.